time. So I'm going to just say that Jane has the music gene passed down from my father. But I love listening to music. I would say I listen to one song for 15 times until I get sick of it. That's the kind of music vibe I'm on. My range is really wide. Quite literally, you couldn't name the type of music I listen to. There's a couple songs that I know are going to jump scare a couple people on there. It even jump scared Jane when I suggested it. But the title of today's episode is Episode with an NPC because she said I have an NPC taste in music.
Okay, to be fair though, she used to listen to like good, like you'd listen to rap in high school and you put me onto a bunch of stuff, which we'll get into later. But then all of a sudden she's like, have you listened to Addison Rae?
Okay, well, her new album slaps, so I don't know what you have to say about that.
It's not good. Anyways.
I'd say it's pretty good, but whatever. I mean, justice for Sabrina Carpenter and Tate McRae.
Okay.
But also Posty, favorite artist of all time. And a big Charlie XCX fan over here.
I back that. Also, I dragged Nat to a Tyler the Creator concert this summer, and mad respect because you actually really liked him after. And, you know,
I think that's like a perfect example of my weird music taste is that once I get put onto something, I just like I literally watched every YouTube video of Impossible after that. I listened to every album. Like, I just need people to put me onto stuff because it's hard for me to find music. So I'm glad to have Stoke to find new music.
Oh, that's so nice. So speaking of putting people on, what we're going to start with, like Nat said, there's songs from like our childhood and songs we like and NPC music Nat's put on, stuff I've put on. But the first two are two songs, one for me that I've been actually, you said that you listen to a song 15 times a day. I also do that, which is really bad, and then I'll get really sick of it. But this one's on the ups for me right now. It's called Just the Way You Are by Milky and Mall Grab. I think it's like a remix of something, but I keep seeing this basketball player make like dancing videos to it, and I love it. It's just such a fun like pregame song.
Okay, and here's my song at the start. It's going to be Moves by Suki Waterhouse.
Which is wild.
It's wild, but I have to shout out Tash here, my friend from home. She's a huge marathon runner, and she has this playlist that is for when she's training for these kinds of things. So think about it. You need a long playlist to get through those kinds of things. So I needed a mix up in my music, and I've been listening to that playlist nonstop, and this song came on, and I was like, all right, this song kind of slaps.
This is lit.
So, shout out Tash.
Yeah, shout out Tash, fan of the show. Also, Brenna's probably listening. Well, I'm sure she'll get a shout out later as well. But
oh, definitely. Hey, Brenna up in Thunder Bay.
Hey, thanks for listening. And Kimmy. So we'll
hey, Kim.
We'll do the first two songs, and then we'll get into the next three after that. It's literally going to be all over the map, so fair warning.
Sit tight, everybody. It's a good episode.
But it'll be fun. Okay, we will get back to you. See you later.
forget that night. You said I look like Susie Quattro in the morning light. Faded to oblivion, and I said that's alright. At least we feel alive. At least we feel alive. There's nothing you can do. I know that.
We're back. Team, we're back.
Hey, everybody.
We're back. So essentially what our like idea was is that we've always thought we should have a podcast. Well, this is more Nat's idea. You've always had this idea for a podcast, typical like university students. But tell us about it.
Yeah. My pitch is that, you know, sometimes things just happen and they're either a little weird, a little awkward. And I think those kinds of things happen to everybody. But no one's really willing to talk about it. But when you do talk about it, people kind of laugh because, you know, you got to be awkward sometimes. So yeah. Sometimes I have to beg my friends to please not be awkward. And sometimes they have to beg me. So in that case, that was going to be the name of the podcast is Please Don't Be Awkward, which it's on my 2026 bingo card. Stay tuned.
Maybe. But maybe if you were in Kingston, you could easily do it.
Someday, it's a passion project of mine. But
heck yeah. Okay, well, in that light, we're going to tell each one quick story as if we were on a podcast of something. Well, what you would say is that at the podcast, you'd tell stories about something really awkward you did that week.
Yeah, that week, that month.
That day, maybe.
And yeah, Jane, what's yours?
Well, today, like, I work at the Arc at Queens here, and, you know, you have to rent out the basketballs and the different, like, sports stuff. And usually I like to show that I can play basketball a little bit, or, like, I'll pass them the ball or, like, dribble it or something. And so I'm, like, walking out, dribbling the ball, giving it to this guy, because I don't want to look like just, like, a biddy behind the desk. find a dead spot on the ground immediately. And it's really loud. And I look at him and he's like, what? I was like, oopsies. And then I go to chest pass it to him. And there's a sign hanging off, like, off of the roof. I bounce it off the sign, hits the walkie-talkie off of it. My boss is also sitting there. Off the thing and the guy. I mean, he's like, oh my god, I saw that happen. Oh my god, I knew that was gonna happen. I could see that from 10 miles away. God. And he's just, I'm like, I was like, please just pretend you didn't see that.
That's classic Jane.
So don't chuck a basketball.
That's a Jane jam right there.
I don't like binder blast.
Binder blast. Shout out Almost Friday podcast. Yeah. Okay, so my recent one, for Christmas, I got my girlfriend Lenny and I a ticket to go to the Head Spa. Shout out Viva Head Spa in Cambridge. Great experience for the price it was. It was awesome. Yep. But it's definitely a new establishment because they definitely haven't ironed everything out yet. especially in the process. You know, we get there. They say, welcome. Would you like a tea or water? We say, yeah, great. Awesome. Hang up my coat. You know, you go in like you're at a spa. I mean, hey, man, it's a room full of beds and there's a girl in the middle of her treatment at the very end. And I can see her and they're like whispering. They're like, so just lay down. You could just get under the covers here. And I'm like, what? I can't hear you. Yeah. So whatever, I like lay down and I have my eyes closed. Mind you, the girl who's doing my treatment doesn't introduce herself to me. I don't even know who it is. Just starts touching my head. There's a million faucets going on in my ear. They're getting all the tools ready. And for those who don't know, I'm a little sensitive to sounds. And all of a sudden, this loud cup sound is in my ear and I jump. Second part of this, I mean, mind you, outside of all of this, the treatment was great and my hair was so soft for a few days. But at the very end, they took this towel under your head to like help you up, but like also stretch your neck at the same time. And she pulled the towel tight and I sat right up and she goes, oh, no, no, lay down, lay down. I was like, you just yanked me up. Oh, I felt so weird. But
oh, my God.
You know, that's just the tip of the iceberg with us too here.
No,
so.
Because one time my mom got us a ticket to a spa. To a spa. And they were like, it was for a massage. And they were like, oh, do you want to like do it together? And we thought like in together and like do this thing.
No, I thought she said, will you guys be paying together? And so some word together and I go, yep, yes. And Jane is looking at me with her bright blue eyes like,
I'm just like, what did she, why would she say yes to that? Turns out we got the couple's room. And so our two masseuses are like massaging us down in this room together. And me and Nanor cannot stop laughing. And seriously.
Because we're sisters. And yeah. I asked for a couple's massage with my sister.
Yeah, frick, man. That's not good.
That was weird. That anyways, I forgot about that.
That came back to me as you were explaining that. Let's just stop doing joint spa things. I don't think it's
good for
anyone.
I'm okay with that too.
Okay, so we'll get into the two songs. Speaking of childhood and growing up together, these are two songs that we both, I think, have like kind of core memories of.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
So the first one, I may have played before, but it's essential to us. But Video Killed the Radio Star by the Bugles. I don't know. Do you want to explain? Because I have the same memory as Nat does.
Yeah. So essentially, when you grew up, we were 01 and 04. So we didn't have a radio. We didn't have like a ton of radio stuff. So we had a CD.
Yeah.
And on this CD was this song. And I think, and my dad and my mom are going to laugh at home. And this song, probably every time we got in the car, it was light blue and had yellow font. And we said, play the Video Killed the Radio Star
It was an 80s compilation of songs. And it started with like Cars by Gary Newman.
Yeah.
And then had Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran. And then this was like the third song. I vividly remember this. And yep. I don't know why it's stuck in my brain as much as it has.
Yeah, we really liked this song a lot for some reason.
Yeah.
And then after that, another song from our childhood.
It was this. I just found the cover of it.
Yeah, Big Shiny 80s.
Big Shiny 80s. There you go. Much music, probably.
The song after that is by the great Michael Jackson, Black or White. My Nana and Grandpa in their car always also had a Michael Jackson CD, mm-hmm. and I remember this song playing. I don't know if it was on this CD in particular, but in grade 2, I did do a dance to this song, and that's how I think I remember it in my grade 2-3 split class, but anyways. It's a great song.
Yeah, that was a good pull. That was a good pull. So we'll stop talking now, but that's the next two coming up. We'll come up with more stories after. See you after the break.
Spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
All right, guys, welcome back. This is Stoke. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Jane. I've got a special guest here.
Joined by Nat, her older sister.
Nat, I'm Nat. That's what it sounded like to me.
Hi, I'm Nat. And I'm Jane. Natty Noodle and Janie Bird.
Mm-hmm. People always ask me about that. I did my Instagram because you did yours like that.
Yep, Natty Noodle 001. Always been that way.
Janie Bird 101. Now it's caught on. Anyways, that was just Black or White and Video Killed the Radio Star. Great 80s tunes, 80s and 90s tunes. The next two, do you want to intro yours?
Yeah. So I'm a big Charlie XCX fan, as I mentioned earlier.
Big or huge?
Probably huge. Haven't seen The Moment yet, so would love if anyone chimed in the comments with their thoughts on the movie. But I'm really excited to see it. I love mockumentaries. I love everything like that, and I love her. So I think The Moment is going to be a great movie. So coming up, I have Track 10 by Charlie XCX. I think it's a cool, like, one of her deeper cuts. It got some fame on TikTok recently, but you got to listen to the whole thing to truly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And following that up with Igor's Theme by Tyler, the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled that one after the concert with Jane in the summer. We went and saw him at Scotiabank Arena. And yeah, I just love it. I think it fires me up. I love it during a workout. I like it when I'm in a bad mood. I like it when I'm in a good mood.
He's a great, yeah, anytime I work out, I love listening to him. Or pregame. Like, not a pregame to go drink, a pregame to, like, go play sports.
Or pregame to go and drink, I mean, if you're 19 or older.
But yes. Some people might not like it, but I would.
I would, too.
Yeah, well, there you go. We'll keep it brief this time. We'll come up with something else later for you guys. But enjoy Track 10 and Igor's Theme.
Love, bye. I do. I do. Every time you get too close, I run away.
took you for granted. Just a big misunderstanding. I just wanna spend the night f***ing you for tonight. Watch a little TV. I know you need me. I'm blaming it on your love. Every time I f*** it up, I'm blaming it on your. I'm blaming it on your love. I can't help it, I can't stop. I'm blaming it on your. I'm blaming it on your love. Every time I f*** it up,
And welcome back to Stoke. So that was just track 10 by Charlie XCX and Igor's Theme by Tyler, the Creator.
Yes. I feel like the next two songs we have coming up are kind of like, you've always been an EDM listener.
Definitely.
And would put me and kind of feed me into that vibe. And I would say this is like your newer EDM stuff you've listened to, and then like, not that this is EDM, but kind of, and then your older stuff that you would put me onto, which is funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny because I think these songs kind of sound similar.
They are now that I'm thinking about it, they are pretty similar.
But I have to say I had to put this next song on because it's probably the most NPC song I have, and yeah, it was my 2025 number one listen to song.
I did play it. I can't say anything. I did play it in the summer. I was like, this song is awesome.
It is a great song, but after hearing it over and over,
yeah, you hear it 50,000 times.
And that's No Broke Boys by Disco Lines.
Shout out Disco Lines. He's so hot. He's perfect.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. And then following that up with Tokyo Nights by Digital Farm Animals. It's a good song. It's also very NPC, but like, yes, in the sense that you're kind of in that movie Tron and you're like on a bike. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It gives late night.
It's 2018. Like, it's
driving
so
late at night with your friend.
Vibe. Like, I can't describe, you know, like the 2016 trend. It's like that. It's in that realm where it's like, yeah, you can check, this checks that it's
fun. Yeah, definitely,
like Chainsmoker vibe, like that era of music.
Definitely a different era that kind of transport you back there. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. All right, well, we'll play No Broke Boys and then Tokyo Nights.
Enjoy. Okay, not Tron, guys, not Tron. I meant to say Ready Player One, like some sort of futuristic movie where you're just ripping around, yeah, in a different world. Yeah. But shout out Tron.
I was like, we've never seen Tron before.
Yeah, it's a, I don't know. Light up bikes.
Light up bikes. Please don't be awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Enjoy.
X on the line, just as I suspected. No one really gets over me. I'm unaffected. Why would you try to ever put me second? You're just another groupie to me.
I wanna go where you go. Blowing your smoke out the window, float away. Back to those Tokyo nights, you keep me up wide awake. We fall asleep on the floor and oh, she sent champagne. And I wanna fall like snowfall, just to melt on your pillow, drift away. Back to those Tokyo nights when we were so out of place. We fall asleep in my car, the songs that all sound the same. I wanna fall like we fell for the first time in the hotel, missed the way. We fell asleep in our clothes, but you were too shy to stay. Walking you home, it still feels like it was just yesterday.
We're back. We have three more songs left, guys. We're getting close to the end.
Wah, wah.
Do you want to say the next song?
Yeah, so this was another one of the CDs that was stacked in the...
What was the color of our CD catcher?
This is going to be... Oh my gosh, wasn't it a flower?
It was, yeah. It was like
blue
red.
And yellow flower on a red case.
Yep. I think our parents are like LOLing right
now.
Oh,
I know. This song... My mom and my dad, I know, aren't going to be like, are you guys kidding me? It's a great song from one of the best Disney movies of all time, All Time Women Empowerment. That's going to be Mulan, and the song's going to be I'll Make a Man Out of You. I think Jane and I begged for this song to go on all the time.
This was probably our most top Disney song. Like, every time I hear it, I'm like, let's get down to business.
This is a good song. Haven't seen that movie in a long time.
No, I should rewatch it.
I think it holds up.
Yeah, I agree. I had something else I was going to say, but I forget. Oh, well, we'll go on to the next one. I was going to talk about the plus size park hoppers, but I don't think I should.
Yeah, we're going to move on, pivot Disney away from adults. That. If I fits, I sits. So the next song is one of my favorite of all time off the best Post Malone album, Stony. It's yours truly, Austin Post. It's such a good song. I had a tough time choosing one of the songs from this album, but I don't know. This one just stays on my playlist. It's definitely one of his least popular ones, but if you know, you know, and I hope you guys like it as much as I do because he's my favorite artist. I'm sad he's in a huge country era. Yeah. I want him to find his way back. But if he's doing better mentally, I think that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, anytime I think of Post Malone, I think of you. You've seen him twice?
Twice. Would love to see him more. But now that he's a mainstream country artist, his tickets are too expensive. What's up with that, sir?
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. But his early stuff, I will always love.
Early stuff, so goated.
Yeah, goated. So we'll listen to those two. Make a Man Out of You. We're going to be Disney adults for a minute here, but it's our sisterhood to a T, I would say.
Enjoy, guys.
Enjoy.
Put that sauce on it real quick. Put that ice I just came down from the high of my life. See us popping champagne, we could do it all night. And if everything gon' bad, we gon' make it alright. We y'all do it. We don't gotta stunt on y'all do it. Bring that money back to y'all's totally. So pretty, yeah. And yeah, that watch on my arm look like a trillion. You know that white Iver song, don't keep that jewelry tuck. And I just bought out my brain, I feel like bubble truck. Girl, I'm zoned out of limousines, ain't nobody understand this. Your night gon' call your friend, let's get loud like Kerosene. You gon' ride it, bump and grind, yeah. Let me see that double time, you ain't gotta tell them. Cause ain't no, yeah. I just came down from the high of my life. I just came down from the high of my life. See us popping champagne, we could do it all night. And if everything gon' bad, we gon' make it alright. We y'all do it. We don't gotta stunt on y'all do it. Bring that money back to y'all's totally. When I'm rocking on my God.
We've made it. Last song.
You guys think you can guess it?
Yes. If you know, you know. If you really knew the two of us, what song would it be? 3, 2, 1.
You Get What You Give by the New Radicals.
What movie is it from?
Surf's Up.
Obviously.
The great movie.
Of all time. Mockumentary.
Another classic mockumentary.
Yeah, that kind of just runs in our family, I guess. Anyways, this song, obviously, from my end, Nat, is tied to you because, obviously, you'd watch Surf's Up with me as a kid, but a couple years ago, we did... I'm always terrified to do karaoke. I don't like singing. I don't like being in front of people, whatever. And we somehow got up on stage and we're singing You Get What You Give. It's also a 5-minute, like very long, a longer song.
It's a very long song, yeah. So think about being on a stage.
For that
but
long.
With your best friend / sister, you can just do any song you want up there.
And literally.
We got the place bumping, a very good core memory. And every time I hear this song, I think of you too.
Yes.
And we always like to say when this song plays, it's a good sign. So you know something good is going to happen when this song is playing, so. Yeah.
So maybe something's gonna happen to you guys.
I hope so. It's a good Happy sign. Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday at 1 p.m. I've had so much fun you coming on here, truly.
It's such
fun.
A pleasure. I'm so proud of you. This is such a cool thing.
Yes.
This is just one of the many hats you wear, and I feel like you do such a good job.
Thank you.
Many bright futures for Jane.
Which hat she
chooses, we don't know, but... Stay tuned and thanks so much for having me.
Obviously, wouldn't have it any. I wish you could be here all the time. We could do this every week, but one day.
Alas, someday.
Someday, one day. One day or day one?
Day one or one day.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, you Get What You Give is coming up. New Radicals. I'll be back the week after. Have a great reading week, everyone. It's been awesome. Thanks, Nat.
Bye, Stokers.
Bye. See you later.